saw a paper that you were involved with that brought up the issue of opportunistic infections with ibrutinib that I wasn't even aware of. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so we looked at about 600 patients that were treated at our institution retrospectively and looked for the incidence of opportunistic infections, things like fungal infections, disseminated viral infections, PCP. There had been another report that had shown an elevated risk of PJP pneumonia in frontline patients treated with ibrutinib. And then there was an experience in CNS lymphoma with patients on ibrutinib and steroids that had a really high rate of aspergillus infections. And those were the things that kind of prompted us to look at this in our patients. We did not find any cases of PJP pneumonia in our patients. Notably, there were quite a few people who already were prophylaxed for it. We didn't see any disseminated viral infections, although a lot of people, again, were on viral prophylaxis. We did have 26 patients, I believe, who developed fungal infections, and for the most part, that was all confirmed or suspected aspergillus, almost all of those cases. And we know that that's actually a BTK-specific risk. So BTK is important in the response to aspergillus infections in terms of you need BTK for the monocytes to function and be able to recruit the neutrophils to eradicate the fungus. And that's been shown in a variety of experimental models. So that appears to actually be a specific risk for all BTK inhibitors.
Do you use anti-infective prophylaxis in patients on ibrutinib?
Not generally. And actually, in the experience that I reported, most people were actually on the anti-infective prophylaxis other therapies they'd been on before.
I was wondering why.
They'd previously been on something that required prophylaxis, and it just never was discontinued.
Got it.
I generally don't do any prophylaxis.
Right. Yeah, I still am trying to figure out the immune effects of ibrutinib, and, amazing to me that it's using GVHD. But what you just said about the aspergillus, that's very interesting. Any other sort of broad strokes about how ibrutinib affects immunity?
Yeah, so ibrutinib is really an interesting drug, and it has a lot of effects on other immune cells. So probably mostly because it affects ITK in addition to BTK, it has some effects on T cell function and switches the CD4 T cells from a TH2 to a TH1 phenotype. So TH2 phenotypes is what you tend to see in advanced cancers, and it's kind of an immunosuppressive phenotype. So the helper T cells in those patients don't tend to work very well. And ibrutinib over time actually changes that to the TH1 response, which is more cytotoxic and actually can be more effective in immunity. So probably most of the effect on T cells is actually good and actually would help the immune system over time. It has some varying effects on macrophages. It inhibits NK cell ADCC, which is probably the reason why ibrutinib combined with an antibody isn't that effective. But I think in general, we see that the immune cells become more normal on ibrutinib. And probably not only because you're relieving some of the CLL-induced immunosuppression.